Amen. Praise the Lord, people of God. Amen. We bring you greetings from the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Where your visionary founder is Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. I am your host, Minister Emmanuel Hoax. Amen. Your co-host for the night. Amen. It's a blessing for us to come together. Amen. In the name of the Lord, just one more time. Amen. We welcome each and every one of you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We want you to come right on in. Amen. Take your place and make yourself right at home. Amen. Let us enjoy Jesus tonight. Amen. For the Lord has been good to us. The Lord has, amen, kept us and, amen, spared our life, allowed us, amen, to see another day that was not even promised unto us. Amen. And for that, we owe him a praise. Amen. We just praise God for, amen, each one of you. Amen. Thank God, amen, for this night. Amen. Thank God for this day. Amen. How the Lord has kept us all day long. He watched over us. Amen. Surely the Lord has been good to us. Amen. He's yet a prayer answering God. He's yet making ways. He's yet opening up doors. He's yet providing for his people. Amen. We got so much to be thankful for. Amen. Count your blessings and name them one by one. You'll be surprised, amen, what the Lord has done for you. Amen. And all you got to do is just sit down and count. Amen. Your blessings. Amen. So we just thank God, amen, for all things. Amen. As those, amen, others are continuously coming on this 9 o'clock hour. Amen. We ask, amen, those of you that, amen, are already in. Amen. If you would, amen, reach out to your loved ones, your friends, family. Amen. Invite somebody to come on to the prayer line with you tonight. Amen. And join us, amen, in this awesome experience. Amen, because I tell you, amen, we don't know what the Lord is going to do, but all we know is that we don't want to miss, amen, the mighty move of God. Amen. So, amen, reach out to someone, amen. Take a few minutes, a few moments to, amen, text someone. Let them know that the Prayer News Network is online. Amen. This is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. As we, amen, record every night, amen, the broadcast, amen, for your benefit. Amen. So you can receive a copy, amen, each night of the broadcast, amen, that comes across. Amen and amen. As amen, always at the end of the program, we will give you two numbers, amen, where you can reach out, amen, to request a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast along with any other night that you may so desire. Amen. So we just bless God for all things. We just give God praise. Amen. As you're coming in, we want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Where your visionary founder is Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. I am your co-host for the night, Minister Emmanuel Holtz. Amen. We just want to say welcome. Amen. We greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless, amen, the Lord. Amen. Oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Amen. We pray, God, we look to the Lord tonight, for we know, amen, from him all blessings flow. Amen. All good things come from above. Amen. Without God, we could do nothing, people of God. Amen. Have you really stopped and considered? Amen. Without God, I could do nothing. There's not even a thing that we can do without the Lord. In him we live, we move, we have our being. Amen. He breathes on us each and every day, gives us the strength and the mobility, amen, to be able to do the things that we need to do. Amen, each and every day. Amen. And like I said, for that, amen, we ought to praise him. Amen. We ought to give God, amen, a glorified praise to let him know how grateful and thankful we are. Amen unto him. Amen. So we just thank God, amen, for, amen, each one of you. We thank God, amen, for, amen, another opportunity. Thank God for this Prayer News Network. Amen. How the Lord has expanded, amen, our territory. Amen. The Lord has enlarged our borders. Amen. And caused us, amen, to reach, amen, globally all around the world. Amen. We want to take time out to, amen, welcome all of our Blog Talk Radio listeners. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. How do you come into the line tuning in nightly? Amen. To support, amen, the work of the Lord. Amen. And to listen in to, amen, be blessed and to get a word from the Lord. Amen. We thank God, amen, for all of our Blog Talk Radio listeners. Amen. Even for our, amen, first-time listeners that may be on the line, whether by telephone, amen, whether by, amen, radio, amen, tuning in through radio, amen, whether through Facebook, however way, amen, that you see fit, amen, to tune into this broadcast tonight. Amen. We want to say welcome and thank you. Amen. We're glad, amen, that you are a part, amen, of this, amen, service tonight. Amen. We thank God for all of our international listeners. Amen. Those that are calling from other countries. Amen. Amen. The other side of the globe. Amen. God's got this ministry covered. Amen. We're covered, amen, all four corners of the earth. Amen. The word of God is going out. Amen. We thank God for that. We thank God for all of our international listeners. Amen. We want you to know how grateful we are. Amen. To be connected with you in spirit. Amen. And also, amen, by way of broadcast. Amen. For this is the Lord's doing, and it's certainly marvelous in our eyes. Amen. We know for ourselves that can nobody do this but the Lord. Amen. Amen. And this is, amen, a great thing that the Lord has done. Amen. I tell you, amen, something good has come out of this pandemic. Amen. I know, amen, a lot of tragedy has happened. A lot of mishaps have happened. Amen. People have went through different, amen, experiences and hard times. Amen. But something good, amen, has come out of this. Amen. That is the gospel being preached. Amen. And souls being reached. Amen. For the kingdom of God. Amen. And this is our goal tonight. This is our mission, that this gospel may be preached in all the world for witness against them in the day of judgment. Amen. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Amen. But we know it's not God's will for any, that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. Amen. And that's why we're here tonight. That's why we're on this prayer line each and every night at 9 p.m. is that, amen, a soul, amen, may be delivered. That a soul may, amen, realize, I need the Lord. Amen. And fall out with their ways. Amen. Forsake their ways. Amen. And come unto the Lord. Amen. We bless God, amen, for, amen, this broadcast. Amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, each and every one of you. Amen. God has been so good to us. Amen. We just give God all the praise. We give God all the glory. Amen. And we're going to, amen, soon go into our, amen, prayer, sanctification of the line. But, amen, we do want to take time to give honor where honor is due. We thank God for all of our, amen, leaders. Amen. Thank God for all of our head officials. Amen. I want you to know, amen, like it's forestated, we're not out here on our own. We're not out here uncovered. Amen. But each and every one of us, we have our covering. Amen. We have our, amen, our, amen, our leaders' approval and blessings. Amen and amen. Encouragement. Amen. To do the will of God. Amen. Thank God, amen, for the late, amen, celestial intercessor. Amen. Apostle S.T. James. Amen. And S.T. James ministry. Amen. To Mother James and the James family. Amen. Thank God for them. Amen. Their labor, sacrifice. Amen. Their, amen, ministry in the gospel, laboring in the gospel. Thank God, amen, for all, amen, the other presiding, amen, bishops and pastors and, amen, apostles, amen, those that have been called by God. Amen. Thank God for each and every one of them, amen, that's standing in the gap, amen, to see to it that the work of the Lord, amen, goes on. Amen. And yet crying holiness. Amen. Because so many people, amen, are in position, but, amen, so many have taken down. They have changed, amen. Amen, but we know that Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. Amen, so we bless God for those that are taking a stand for righteousness and declaring the word of God. Amen, what the unadulterated gospel says. Amen, not forming, amen, our own unrighteousness, not forming our own, amen, unrighteousness, amen, righteousness, but, amen, declaring just what the Bible says. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for each and every one of them. Thank God for my leaders. Amen. My late apostle as well. Amen. Apostle Samuel W. Hoges. Amen. Thank God, amen, for him, the teaching, the preaching, the labor, the ministry, the love, the outreach, amen, that he has shown in ministry. Amen. How he took time to teach each and every one of us, amen, in ministry, and amen, how to be concerned about the body of Christ and the souls of men. Amen. We bless God for that. Amen. Amen. Without, amen, a vision, the people perish. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the blueprint that has been laid out for us. Amen. Something that we can go by, amen, and get directions and know how things should be done, amen, according to the will of God. So we bless God, amen, for them. Thank God for my Northern District Bishop and my Southern District Bishop. Thank God, amen, for them. Thank God, amen, for my covering, my, amen, my pastor, amen, Pastor Mark Holmes, Lady Kalisa Holmes. Amen. Thank God for them. Thank God, amen, for their support. Even, amen, amen, with me being on the Prayer News Network. Amen. My pastor always, amen, oftentimes let me know, hey, I support you, amen, in the work that you're doing on the Prayer News Network. Amen. I thank God, amen, for that. It's a blessing, amen, to have your leader's approval, amen, and blessings, and praying over you that God, amen, will continue to do great things in our lives. Amen. So we praise God, amen, for, amen, for them, amen, for them laboring, amen, in the ministry and the gospel. Amen. We also thank God for your leaders. Amen. Each and every one of you, amen, that come to this line nightly, amen, or just, amen, drop in when you can. Thank God for your leaders, amen. Thank God for each and every one, amen, because, amen, like the word of God says, how can he hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? So we thank God, amen, for those that God has placed over us, amen, for they watch for our souls, amen. And we give God all the praise. We got so much to thank God for tonight, amen. So we're going to, amen, go on, amen, and get ready for our prayer. But we also take time, amen, to thank God for all of our advisors, amen, that the Lord has assigned to this work. Amen. Thank God for each and every one of them. Amen. I tell you, amen, God's chosen vessels, anointed, amen, people and servants of the Lord. Thank God, amen, for them. And whatever their hands find to do, amen, they do it with all their might. Amen. We truly bless God, amen, for them. Amen. Each one of them, amen, knows their, amen, that knows their, amen, respective places in ministry and in the Lord. Amen. We esteem you highly in the Lord for your work's sake. Amen. We want to say thank God for you, and we love you. Amen. With the love of Jesus. Amen. So we praise God for all things. Amen. We thank God for our visionary. Amen. The founder, amen, of this great Prayer News Network. Amen. Without, amen, amen, God laying her heart, amen, there would be no Prayer News Network Global. But because, amen, God lays it on her heart, amen, she obeyed and she stepped out and trusted God. Amen. Not knowing the will and the mind of God. Amen. But look at, amen, look at us today. Look at the Prayer News Network today. It's all because of God in obedience. Amen. Through, amen, a yielded vessel. So we want to just honor the woman of God tonight. Amen. Evangelist Bradley, we thank God for you. Thank God for being, amen, a willing vessel. Amen. To do the work of the Lord, even in a time of adversity. Amen. Thank God, amen, for your sacrifice and labor of love. Amen. So we ought to just put our hands together tonight and give the Lord the 47 number of Psalms. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for all things. Amen. We bless God. Amen. We give God all the praise and all the glory. Amen. This is, amen, day 464. Amen. We're on day 464. Amen. We started out to be 21 days. Amen. But God kept on increasing it. And here we are today at, amen, 464. Amen. Days going strong of the Prayer News Network. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. God is faithful. Amen. He's faithful to his people. Amen. And most of all, he's faithful to his word. Amen. We thank God for all things. Amen. We welcome you, amen, each and every one of you once again, those of you that are still coming in. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. On this Thursday night. Amen. We thank God, amen, that you are part, amen, of, amen, this program tonight. Amen. We want you to come right on in. Amen. Let's enjoy the Lord together. Amen. Whatever you need tonight, amen, God, he has, amen, just what you need. Amen. So let us put our minds on Jesus tonight. Amen. And let us, amen, give the Lord some praise. Amen. Let us just bless the Lord tonight. Amen. He's been just that good to us. Amen. Song says, I love you.
The recording has started.
I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Will you help me say that one more time? I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, that's why my heart is filled with praise every day. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Is your heart filled with praise tonight? Come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's thank him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's been just that good to us. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Oh, God, you're so righteous. You're so faithful. Oh, God, we praise you tonight. We exalt you, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we come to you tonight, God. We come, oh, God, with thanksgiving in our heart. Oh, God, we come with praise tonight, God. Our heart is filled with praise tonight. Our soul is so thankful tonight. We come with gratitude tonight. We come with appreciation, oh, God. Let, oh, God, just to let you know how thankful we are tonight. Lord, you've been good to us. Oh, God, you brought us from a mighty long ways. You've done what the world could not do. Oh, God, you redeemed us. Oh, God, you saved us by grace. For by grace are we saved, through faith and that not of ourselves. For it is the gift of God. We thank you for that gift tonight. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your salvation. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. The blood that was shed way back on Calvary. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. We got so much to thank you for. Oh, God, we just look over our life and see how good you've been to us. Oh, God, we thank you for strength tonight. You are strength, oh, God, when we're weak. Oh, God, you are hope, oh, God. You are hope for tomorrow. You are burden bearer. Oh, God, we praise you right now. Oh, God, you are perfect peace. Oh, God, in the midst of trouble. Oh, God, you speak peace over your people. Oh, God, you are a comforter. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you shield us from the storms of life. You cover us under the shadow of the Almighty. In the mighty name of Jesus. In thee, O Lord, do we put our trust. Never let us be put to confusion. Oh, Jesus, we want to bless you tonight, Lord. We want to take time to praise your name. Oh, God, we praise your holy name. Oh, God, you're so holy. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth, as it is in heaven. Lord, give us this day our daily bread, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, forgive us our sins. Oh, God, forgive us our debt, and we forget our debtors, in the name of Jesus. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us, deliver us from all evil, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come tonight, oh, God, with a repentant heart. We come tonight, God. Oh, God, with forgiveness tonight. We ask you to forgive us, Lord. Forgive us of all our iniquity. Oh, God, blot out our transgression. Wash away every sin tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we want to be real. In everything we do and say, God, let it be real tonight. In the name of Jesus. Let it be real tonight. Please, Lord, move out hypocrisy, move out pretense tonight, move out form and fashion, Lord, shine your light from heaven, down on our souls, you find anything, oh God, we know you will, oh God, you shine your light from heaven, we know you'll find something, oh God, that we need to work on, we know you'll find something, that may not be like you, whether it's an evil thought, oh God, whether we're harboring iniquity in our heart, oh God, we pray tonight, Lord, that you remove it away from us, Lord. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, wash us tonight, wash us in your blood, oh God, created us a clean heart, renew the right spirit within us, please, Lord, Lord, save your people tonight, save us, Lord, save us till we walk right, save us till we live right, save us till we do right, in the name of Jesus, hide your word in our hearts, that we may not sin against you, please, Lord, we just want to be right, Lord, we want to be right in your sight, you said there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Oh, Jesus, don't let us be lost in our own ways. Don't let our ways cause us to go to hell. But Lord, deliver us from ourselves. Lord, deliver us from our evil ways. In the name of Jesus, you say to my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. Seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land, Lord, we're asking you right now, to forgive our sins, and heal our land, heal our sin-sick bodies, heal our sin-sick souls, heal us tonight, Lord, from every infirmity, whether it be spiritually, or whether it be naturally, Lord, lay your hand upon us tonight, touch us tonight, with your finger of love, if you touch us, everything will be alright, if you touch us, bodies will be healed, if you touch us, minds will be regulated, if you touch us, the weak will be strong, in the name of Jesus, oh glory, 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 hallelujah, oh God, if you touch us tonight, oh God, our situations will be better. If you touch us tonight, oh God, our circumstances will change. If you touch us tonight, families will be better. If you touch us tonight, oh God, you will move. You'll move on our behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus, encourage the hearts of men tonight. Oh God, look on those tonight. Oh God, that are suffering in their minds. Look on those tonight, Father, that are suffering in their body. Pain racking their body tonight. Oh God, but with your stripes, we are already healed. With your stripes, we're healed tonight. We declare it and we decree it. In the name of Jesus, you was wounded for our transgression. You was the bruise for our iniquity. Hey, glory. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we know tonight that with your stripes, with the whipping that you took, with the beating that you bore in your body, we're healed. We're healed tonight from every infirmity, from every malady of sin. We're healed. Glory be to God. We're healed tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are the great healer. Oh God, you said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. You are the great healer. In the name of Jesus, there is none like you. Oh God, there is none. There is none like you. If we search high, if we look low, we'll find nobody. Nobody else to compare. Nobody else that can do the miracles that that you do it, huh? You're God, huh? And you're God alone, huh? Besides you, huh? There is no other, huh? You got all power, huh? In your hand, huh? You can speak the word tonight, huh? And it shall be done, huh? Lord, we're asking you tonight, huh? Speak the word, huh? Oh, God, all your people, huh? Speak deliverance, huh? Speak salvation, huh? Speak healing, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Set your people free, huh? Loose their mind tonight, huh? Loose their spirit, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Let them go free, huh? That they may serve you, huh? In the beat of holiness, huh? Lord Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, glory. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, move tonight, Lord. Have your way, oh, God. Oh, God, give us the spirit of prayer. Oh, God, give us a prayer in mind. You said men ought to always to pray and not to faint. You told us to pray without ceasing. Oh, God, you told us to be instant in prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, put a praying spirit within your people. Oh, God, cause us to pray always. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that you're able. You said they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Oh, God, send a renewing tonight. Send a renewing tonight. Renew the minds of your people tonight. Renew the desires of your people, God. Give us new desires to seek after you. Give us new, oh, God, motivation tonight. Motivate your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, enlarge our territory tonight. Enlarge our borders, God. Oh, God, you give the increase, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless on this line tonight. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. Oh, God, we yield ourselves to you. We yield, we yield. Say, Lord, what must I do? In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to work out our soul salvation with fear and trembling. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we honor you tonight. Oh, God, we bow down and worship you. We humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that in due time you may exalt us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless every heart on the line tonight. Oh, God, bless every listener under the sound of my feeble voice. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever the need is tonight, oh, God, we pray you'll meet the need. Oh, God, save our families tonight. Save our children, God. Oh, God, blood is running like water. But, Lord, we ask that you have mercy. Have mercy on this nation. Have mercy on this society. Oh, God, have mercy on the lost souls of men. Oh, God, they're dying with our God on their side. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, here am I, Lord, send me. Help us to be witnesses unto you, God. Oh, God, help us to go into all nations. Oh, God, and let the world know that Jesus loves them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody's in despair tonight. Somebody's heart is heavy. Somebody's burdened down tonight. But, Lord, we pray that you will lift them. Even on this line tonight, if somebody on this line that may be burdened down, oh, God, before the service is over with, we pray, oh, God, that you will send a comforter. Oh, God, lighten that heavy load tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift that burden off their shoulders tonight. Oh, God, lighten the load tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, somebody may be at the crossroad in their life, not knowing what to do, not knowing which way to turn. Oh, God, and the enemy is plaguing their mind. The enemy of suicide is torturing their mind, telling them to end it all. Father God, we rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. We speak peace over them right now. Peace in the midst of the storm. Oh, God, give them hope tonight. Where there may be no hope, Father God, give them hope. Oh, God, they may be devastated tonight. But, God, you are that perfect peace. You are that perfect comforter tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray right now that you will rescue them, that you will deliver them from the hands of the enemy and out of the snares of the wicked one. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we speak life over your people tonight. Father God, these are your people, oh, God, which have been called by your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we're just instruments. We're just vessels, oh, God, used by you. Oh, God, let the Holy Ghost work in us tonight. Let the power of God operate in us tonight according to the power that worketh in us. In the name of Jesus, most of all, save that lost soul tonight. Oh, God, save the unsaved. Reach the unreachable. Oh, God, save, oh, God, those that seem to be unsavable. Oh, God, your hand is not shortened that it cannot see. Your ear is not heavy that it cannot hear. In the mighty name of Jesus, hear that desperate cry tonight. Oh, God, out of the waters, lift them tonight. Oh, God, rescue them tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, let somebody cry out and say, Lord, save me. Oh, God, and reach down from heaven and save them tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you've been so good to us. We bless your name. We praise you. We glorify you. Lord, we just love you tonight. Father God, we ask that you will continue to look on the Prayer News Network Global. Oh, Father God, we pray that you will continue to have your way. Have your way, God. Oh, God, have your way in each one of our lives. Have your way in the advisor's lives tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, anoint your vessels tonight. Oh, God, anoint your visionary, oh, God, and the founder tonight. Anoint us and re-anoint us, oh, God, with our free spirit. Oh, God, help us to launch out into the deep. Help us to launch out into the deep. Oh, God, you said greater work shall you do. In the mighty name of Jesus, cause us to do greater works. Huh? Oh, glory be to God. Huh? You said work while it's day when night coming, no man shall be able to work. In the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? Oh, God, cause us to do great things for the kingdom. Oh, God, not for men glory, not for men pleaser. Oh, God, but that the Father may be glorified, which is in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we believe you. We're standing on your promise. We're standing on your word tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're out here on your word. Father God, we're out here on your word tonight. Nevertheless, at thy word, Father. Oh, glory be to God. Father God, we know you were there all the time. You were there all the time, waiting patiently in line for us. Father God, here we are today. We come, oh God, as humble as we know how. Oh God, we want to serve you. We want to worship you in spirit and in truth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, look on leaders everywhere. Oh God, look on leaders far and near. Even in other countries, God, look on the leaders, God. Oh, God, we pray right now for mercy. We pray for strength. We pray for courage. Encourage that heart that may be discouraged today. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up, bow down heads. Oh, God, speak, oh, God. Breathe on your people tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you be pleased tonight. You be glorified. Most of all, let everything be done decently and in order for your will and for your name's sake. We love you. We love you. We love you. More love to thee this night. Father God, draw us nearer. Draw us and we'll run after you. Oh God, teach us and we shall know. Cause us to seek your face. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, let the words of our mouth and meditation of our heart be accepted in thy sight. Oh Lord, our strength and our redeemer. This prayer we pray in Jesus' name. And we thank you for hearing our prayer. For we know that thou always hears us when we pray. And we have the petition that we desire of him. In the mighty name of Jesus, we seal it with a praise. We seal it with thanksgiving. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Come on, people of God, let's bless them tonight. Come on, let's bless the Lord. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. Oh, we thank him for that everlasting mercy, that mercy that endures to all generations. Amen. We just praise God tonight. Amen for this hour. Amen. Thank God, amen, for the power of prayer. How many of you know prayer is the answer? Amen. Prayer is the answer tonight. Whatever you may be dealing with, whatever you may be going through tonight, prayer is the answer. Amen. If you call, amen, the Lord will answer you. Amen. He will answer while you yet call. Amen. We praise God tonight for, amen, each and every one of you. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Global for those of you, amen, that, amen, are just coming in. Amen. We want to greet you. Amen. With holy greetings. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen, where this is a place that everybody is somebody. Everybody is somebody, amen, to us and to God. Amen, God loves you, amen, and he cares. amen, for you. Amen. God loves you today. Somebody needs to know that and hear that today, that God loves reaches all the way where you are. It doesn't matter where you may be located at. The love of God, amen, is there, amen, to embrace you tonight. Amen. Look to Jesus, amen, and trust him in a day like today. Amen. We thank God for all things. Amen. Tonight, amen, we do have a little, amen, different program, amen, platform, amen, set up for you tonight. Amen. We thank God, amen, for this day. Amen. Day 464. And God, amen, has granted us to be, amen, amen, on this broadcast, the Prayer News Network, broadcasting globally all around, amen, the world. Amen. This broadcast is reaching from nation to nation, country to country, amen, city to city, state to state. Amen. And how many of you know that God is everywhere? Amen. God is right where you are today. You may not be, amen, in Georgia with me, but God is right there with you. Amen. He's everywhere all at the same time. Amen. Can't nobody else do that, amen, but God. Amen. An incredible God deserves an incredible praise. So we praise God tonight, amen, for the platform that we, amen, have, amen, set up for you. Amen. Tonight is going to be a night of, amen, uplifting, amen, our fellow sisters and brothers, amen, in the Lord. Amen, excuse me, that are, amen, 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 around the world and, amen, in other parts of the world. Amen, our fellow brothers and sisters. Amen, and truly they're coming to this line, amen, to be, amen, to get a word from the Lord. Amen, amen. Thank God, amen, that they're finding substance in this line. They're finding something in this line because otherwise, amen, they or you wouldn't be coming back night after night. But you're coming because, amen, you're gaining something out of this line. You're gaining strength. You're gaining courage. Amen. Can you imagine, amen, amen, from when you first started up to now, amen, how the Lord has brought you from a mighty long ways. Amen. How there has been so much growth and development in your life. Amen. How God began to shape you and make you and mold you. Amen. No doubt, amen, you had drawback. You had fear. You had a lot of reluctancy. But now, amen, look at you now. Amen. Look at you now. Amen. The God in you. Amen. He's greater. And that greater is coming forth. The greater is standing up in you. Let you know that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Amen. You took courage. You took faith in God's word. And you begin to believe in yourself. And you begin to say, you begin to quote that scripture. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Amen. Now look at you now. Amen. Growing in the Lord. Amen. In the grace of God and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You ought to say, thank you, Lord. Amen. You ought to just stop and say, thank you, Lord. Surely this is the Lord. Amen. So tonight we, amen, we come, amen, to, amen, be arm bearers, amen, to the people of God, amen, as a whole, amen, all over the world. Amen. We want to love on God's people. Amen. We are, amen, we all belong to the Lord. He said in Ezekiel, amen, behold all souls of mine, the soul of the Father, the soul of the Son. He said, but the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Amen. Amen. God created us all. Amen. Doesn't matter of your nationality. It doesn't matter, amen, of your, amen, your skin, amen, complexion and color. That doesn't matter with God. God has no respect of person. He is the same Lord over all. Amen. And in him all and through us all, he is Lord. Amen. God don't see color. God don't see nationality. God loves us all the same. And his grace is sufficient. Amen. And mercy and grace has been extended to all men. Amen. His grace and mercy has been extended to all people. Amen. Aren't you glad about it tonight? Amen. I'm glad that God didn't have respect to person for me. Amen. He could have chosen anybody else, but he saw fit. Amen. To save a wretch like me. Amen. And I'm so thankful for it today. But before we go into, amen, our platform, amen, layout for tonight, Amen. We want to, amen, read a scripture tonight. Amen. We want to read a scripture in congruence, amen, to the vision for tonight. Amen. The Lord has given, amen, our visionary a vision for tonight. Amen. And we want to, amen, carry it out according to the vision and according to the will of God. Amen. So we want you, amen, just to get ready, amen, to have a mighty move of God tonight. And whatever the Lord's will is, we want to, amen, surrender to his will. Amen. Say, Lord, have your way. Amen. But tonight we want to read the opening scripture. Amen. Coming from, amen, the book of Romans. Amen. We want to read, amen, the book of Romans, the 15th chapter. Amen. Verses 1 through 8. Tonight we, amen, want to read our opening scripture. Amen. Romans, the 15th chapter. Amen. Verses 1 through 8. Amen. The Word of God reads, amen, I will be reading from the King James Version. The Word of God reads, amen, once again, Romans, the 15th chapter, beginning with verse 1. We then that are strong are to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself. But, as it is written, the reproach of them that reproach thee fell on them. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now the God of peace and consolation grant you to be like-minded one towards another according to Christ Jesus. That ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. The 8th verse says, Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the Father. Amen. We're going to stop right there. We bless God for the reading of his word. Amen. Even in the 7th verse says, Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us, to the glory of God. Amen. Amen. We bless God for the reading of his word. Amen. We thank God for his word. Amen. Let us know, amen, to receive one another, even as Christ has received us. Amen. And doesn't matter, amen, where you are, doesn't matter where you come from, amen, doesn't matter, amen, of, amen, anything. Amen. We receive you tonight. We embrace you with the love of Jesus. Amen. This is the will of God, amen, that we have love one towards another. And by this shall all men know that we are his disciples, that we have love one towards another. Amen. So tonight, amen, amen, we have, amen, amen, a platform of, amen, taking time to acknowledge, amen, our sisters and brothers, amen, from other countries tonight. Amen. We have, amen, many calling, amen, from, amen, all around the world. Amen, from Italy, China, Canada, Brazil, UK, Tortola, Nassau, Bahamas, India, Nigeria, Cambodia, Lebanon, Uganda, Haiti, amen, any other place, amen, British Virgin Islands, South Africa, amen, any other place, amen, that I may not, amen, Saudi Arabia, Spain, France, Australia, amen, to the Philippines, amen, Denmark, Sweden, Russia, amen, the United Kingdom, the UK, amen, any other place that I may not have mentioned, but you're being represented, amen, we know you're listening, amen, we get, amen, current reports, amen, of our listeners and followers, amen, we want you to know that we certainly appreciate you, amen, and tonight, amen, this, amen, platform is, amen, dedicated to all of our international listeners, amen, even to our Blog Talk Radio listeners, amen, that you may be calling from, amen, amen, the other side of the globe, the continent, amen. And we just want you to know tonight, amen, that you are special. Amen. You are special to God, and you're special to us. Amen. And God's love, amen, is reaching, amen, reaches, amen, extends all the way to you tonight. Amen. The love of God, amen, is being extended unto you. Amen. Through the word of God. Amen. Through prayer. Amen. Just through, amen, our voice contact with you. Just having some type of contact with you tonight. Amen. The blessings of God, amen, be upon you tonight. Amen. So tonight, amen, we want to have, amen, words of encouragement. Amen. To all of our, amen, international listeners. Amen to, amen, our, amen, listeners from, amen, other countries. Amen. We just want to, amen, share, amen, some words of comfort, some words of encouragement unto you. Amen. We want to love on you tonight. We want you to know that you're special. Amen. In the eyesight of God. Amen. That, amen, you are noticed. Amen. God sees you. Amen. And we want to acknowledge you tonight, even on this broadcast and on this platform. Amen. And God, amen, he does all things well. Amen. God, he's too wise to make a mistake. God is too intelligent to mess up. Amen. So God knows what he's doing tonight. Amen. We extend, amen, this gospel unto you. Amen. I may not be able to get to your country, amen, physically in my body. Amen. But thank God that God has made a way for our voice to travel, amen, to, amen, to reach you tonight. Amen. So we reach you and we greet you in the name of Jesus tonight. Amen. And we reach you through the word of God. Amen. To let you know that God cares. Amen. This is what, amen, this program is all about. Amen. To let you know, amen, that God cares for you. Amen. So we just praise God tonight. Amen. So what we want to do, amen. Amen. What we want to do tonight, we want to open up the line. Amen. To, amen, you. Amen to, amen, amen, our listeners tonight. Amen. If you want to have some words to, amen, a particular country of your choice, amen, if you just want to, amen, have words of encouragement to, amen, all of them as a whole, amen, what the Lord put in your spirit, amen, we know, amen, some of you may want to come on and have some words, amen, so we don't have a whole lot of time. Amen. Amen. For one person, amen, to say it all. We do want to give, amen, other people a chance. Amen to, amen. Amen to, amen, embrace this opportunity. Amen to have some encouraging words. Amen to, amen, our international listeners. Amen that are calling from other countries. Amen. And we may call a few countries out by name. And then we may open up the, amen, the, amen, platform for somebody to come on, amen, to greet, amen, the country that we call by name, amen, to give some encouraging words, amen, unto this country, amen, because everybody needs encouragement. That's what the scripture said. We then that are strong are to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Amen. It goes on and says, amen, receive ye one another, amen, as Christ also have received us. Amen. So we bless God tonight. Amen. For this opportunity. Amen. And want you to, amen, pray with us. Amen. Pray for us, because our mission, amen, is to reach, amen, the souls of men. Amen. And let them know that, amen, God cares, amen, for them. Amen. So we're going to, amen, start out, amen, opening up, amen, the lines. Amen. And we want to, amen, start out with, amen, the Philippines. We want to start out with the Philippines. Amen. If somebody cares to, amen, come on over to the platform, amen, and greet our sisters and brothers over in the Philippines. Amen. You may do so at this time. Amen. Amen. We want to greet, amen, our sisters and brothers over, amen, in the country of the Philippines at this time. Amen. Who, amen, will be the encourager, amen, this, amen, moment. Push star 6, unmute. And come on over to the broadcast side. Glory be to God. Amen. Do anybody want to greet our international listeners tonight? Amen. With some encouragement, amen, from the Lord tonight. Amen. Who will be first?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, man of God. God bless you on tonight. God bless each and every
one
listening on tonight. I am excited. I would love to greet the people of God on tonight. Just giving God praise and honor for who he is tonight. Blessing him for yet another day. And to our listeners in the Philippines, we are just, because we know that there's so much that's going on in the Word, in the world. There's so much that's going on in the world. But I just want to encourage you on tonight to be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Be not shaken in your faith. Know that the Lord is with you. Be strong and be of good courage, and don't be afraid. No matter what's going on, we just want to encourage you to hold on. Hold on to the horns of the altar. Know that we are praying with you. Know that you are not in this alone. Know that the Lord will surely bring us through. God bless you on tonight. We thank God for you, and we just want you to know that you are not in this together. For the Lord is with us. And the Lord is strong and mighty. He's mighty in battle, mighty to come, and he's already overcome the world. God bless you. We love you so much, and we thank God for you for coming to join us here on the PNN. God bless you. We love you.
Amen. Can we say praise the Lord? Amen. Philippines, amen. We hope that you feel encouraged tonight. Amen. We hope that you're smiling and your heart has been uplifted. Amen. This encouragement, amen, shout out has been sent to you over in the Philippines. Amen. To let you know God loves you. Amen. And you are special. Amen. In the sight of God. Amen. Thank God for the encouragement coming through Evangelist Bradley. Amen. It's a blessing to be able to reach out. Amen. To other people. Amen. That you may not even know them. Amen. Personally. But just to be able to speak life into them, to speak hope into their spirit. Amen. One word can change somebody's whole life. One word can change somebody's situation. Amen. I praise God. Amen. And I don't know if any of our listeners, amen, had opportunity, amen, to travel to other countries. Amen. And I praise God. Amen. And amen. Maybe you've been to other countries. Amen. And amen. Maybe you want to, amen, amen, share that with us, amen, and how it impacts your life and how, amen, you can be, amen, encouragement to that country that you have visited. Amen. I praise God even, amen. I had a chance to travel to, amen, a few places. Amen. Really wasn't, amen, totally out of the country, but the furthest place I've been, amen, I've been to Alaska. Amen. I've been to Alaska, amen, two times, amen, with my church ministry. And I tell you, amen, it was a blessing, amen, and how God began to, amen, allow us to go to, amen, Alaska, amen, to minister, amen, and amen, to see, amen, the handwork of the Lord, amen. And I praise God for that experience because it was a learning experience for me to go to a place that I'd never been before, amen. I praise God I had the opportunity to go to Puerto Rico, amen, with my church ministry. Amen. It was a beautiful place. Amen. I definitely enjoyed it. Amen. I wasn't ready to come back. Amen. But we went up there to do ministry. Amen. I thank God I had an opportunity to do some street ministry. Amen. With, amen, my mentor, amen, Evangelist Renee Jones. Amen. We began to walk the streets of Puerto Rico with a few of the other things, passing out tracts. Amen. Talking to the people on the street. Amen, and loving on them, letting them know that God cares for them. And truly, that was a great experience. Souls were touched. We had prayer with them. We prayed with them. Amen, we loved on them and let them know that they are special. Amen, so maybe you got some experience as well, amen, through ministry, amen, that you want to share and that you want to, amen, send some encouragement words, amen, to that place or any other place that the Lord may lay on your heart. Amen. And at this time, amen, we're going to, amen, call on, amen, the Amen. The state of Spain. Amen. Spain. Amen. And I believe, amen, Vengeance Jones, amen. Amen. Going to come over and cover Spain. Amen. And also I want her to, amen, iterate on Puerto Rico as well when she gets done with Spain. God bless you, Vengeance Jones, one of our advisors. God bless you. Amen. Star 6 and unmute.
Unmute your phone, woman of God. Phone off of mute, Evangelist. Evangelist, take your phone off of mute. There you go. Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Alaba, Señor. Oh, gloria. Hallelujah. Gloria a Dios. Hallelujah. Gracias. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for this opportunity. Praise God to encourage our brothers and sisters. Amen. In the land of Puerto Rico and Mexico, and if you're in Portuguese or France, praise God. Amen. We want to encourage you in the Lord. Praise God. We can say truly God is good. Amen. He is worthy to be praised. As Minister Emmanuel was speaking on our ministry, praise God, from Alaska to Puerto Rico, how God blessed in Puerto Rico in a very great way. He blessed in Alaska in a great way. Praise God. And we want to encourage our sisters, amen, and our brothers. Praise God briefly. Amen. We're going to try to do this in the Spanish language as God give us to go. Amen. We want to say, amen, primero me doy honor a Dios. Primero me da honor a Dios. First, I give praise to God. Amen. We want to say to our brothers and sisters, be encouraged, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Amate mis hermanos y hermanas en Cristo Jesús. Y yo dicho otra vez, amate mis hermanos y hermanas en Cristo Jesús. Y en el palabra de Dios, Salmos 47, amen. Dicho say, amen, was already read, Psalms 47. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Amen. In Spanish, es pueblo todos, di las manos, aclamar a Dios con voz de júbilo. Hallelujah. Pueblo todos, di las manos, aclamar a Dios con voz de júbilo. Amen. And that's praise the Lord. Praise God. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Amen. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Praise God for the Psalm 48 say. Amen. 48 and 1. Praise God. Grande es Jehová y digno de ser en gran manera alabado. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And that was great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Amen. Glory to God. Praise God. Amen. Now we want to do a little something here. Praise God. Amen. We're going to try to sing a little song here, maybe a couple runs. Amen. The first ones, I have joy like a river in my soul. Yo tengo gozo de mi alma en mi ser. Es como un lago viva, Dios de agua viva, Dios de agua viva en mi alma en mi ser. Yo tengo gozo de mi alma, gozo de mi alma, gozo de mi alma en mi ser. Como río de agua viva, aleluya, río de agua viva, río de agua viva, mi alma en el ser. Yo tengo gozo en mi alma, gozo en mi alma, gozo en mi alma. Glory, 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 glory to God, you will honor to me. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Gracias, gracias, Señor. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. We want to do one more short version. Praise God, that's the song, I Surrender All.
Can somebody say praise the Lord? Come on, can somebody say praise the Lord again? Mm-hmm. Amen. We praise God, amen, for that greeting. Amen. Encouragement, amen, to Spain and Puerto Rico. Amen. Coming through, amen, Evangelist Renee Jones. Amen. Thank God, amen, for her. Amen. Thank God, amen, how the Lord began to use her. Amen. Maybe you didn't understand what she was saying, but she was giving God the praise. She was giving God the glory. Amen, in other tongues, native tongues, as in employment Spanish. Amen, the Lord has blessed her, amen, to do international ministry, amen, with the Hispanics and the Spanish, Puerto Ricans, amen, all the way, amen, to Puerto Rico. Amen, she has a burden, a zeal, and a desire, amen, to work in that capacity. Amen, we thank God, amen, for her. Amen, the Lord has given her favor, even internationally with, amen, the Hispanics, amen, the Puerto Rico, amen, people, amen. And this is a blessing, amen, amen. And they love the Lord too, amen. They love God in their way of expression. But thank God, amen, where God has given us the ability, amen, to be able to tap in into the knowledge, amen, to be able to relate to them and with them, amen, and vice versa, they can relate to us. Amen, even in their native tongue. So we thank God, amen, for Banjo Jones coming tonight. Amen, and amen. Greetings, Spain, amen, and Puerto Rico. Truly it's a blessing, amen, for, amen, all of God's people to get together. Amen. We thank God, amen. We, amen, are encouraging our international listeners tonight. Amen, from other countries. Amen, that's what we're doing tonight. We're taking time to acknowledge, amen, our listeners from other countries, and to encourage them, amen, that Jesus can fix it for you. Amen. And you're coming to this line, amen, because you realize that you need the Lord just like we realize. Amen. We need the Lord. Amen. Everybody needs the Lord. Amen. This whole world, it doesn't matter where you may be in this world. Amen. But we all need the Lord. Amen. We're living on borrowed time. Amen. And we on God's grace. Amen. It pays and behooves us. Amen. To seek the face of God. Amen. And do it now. Amen. While there is still time. Because the time is going to come. Amen. That the Lord will not be found. But seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Amen. Let the wicked forsake his way. Amen. And the unrighteous man his thought. And let him return unto the Lord. Amen. See, this nation, this society needs to turn back to God. Amen. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to help people to realize that they need to turn back to God. It doesn't matter where you are. Amen. We need to turn back to God with all of our hearts. Amen. So we bless God, amen, tonight for, amen, this platform. Amen. We thank God, amen, amen. We're going to call on, amen, Canada and the UK. Amen. Anyone, amen, cares to come forth to encourage Canada, amen, in the UK. Amen. We know, amen, we have one of our speakers, amen, Prophet Melford Allen, amen, that comes on, amen, the line, amen, many times and speaks for us. Amen. He's over in the UK. Amen. Also, amen, amen, some of our advisors, amen, had opportunity, amen, to speak for him. Amen, over in the UK. Amen, so we thank God, amen, for that, amen. So if anybody care to come forth to, amen, send some encouraging words, amen, to Canada and the UK. Amen, you may do so at this time. Amen, push star 6 and unmute your phones. Amen, glory be to God. Amen, if not, amen, I believe I'll take this one myself. Amen. Thank God, amen, for all of our listeners from Canada. Amen. In the UK. Amen. We greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. From whom all blessings flow. We thank God, amen, for allowing us to be connected in the spirit. Amen. We may not see each other, amen, face to face physically, but thank God, amen, the Spirit of God knows who you are. Amen. Thank God, amen, Christ makes the difference. Amen. We thank God, amen, for all of our listeners, amen, that come to this line to support us. Amen. We pray that you're being blessed. Amen. We're praying for your, amen. We're praying for, amen, wherever you may be. We're praying, amen, for that whole, amen, country. Amen. Amen. Canada. Amen. We're praying for Canada. Amen. Thank God, amen. I also had the opportunity to go to Canada, amen, a few times. Amen. Niagara Falls, Canada. Amen. Ontario, Canada. Amen. The Lord has blessed our ministry to be able to travel to Canada. Amen. To do ministry over there. And amen. I love Canada. Canada is a beautiful place. Amen. And I thank God, amen, for the opportunity to step on, amen, the ground of Canada. Amen. But we want you to know that God loves you tonight. Amen. God cares. Amen. And it doesn't matter, amen, what's going on around you. Amen. We know the pandemic has been going on. We know that it affected you as well as it affected us. Amen. But one thing about it, we're still here because of God's love and mercy. We're still here because God's grace. God, he's not through with us yet. God still has more work for us to do. God is still preparing us, amen, to be the people in the nation, amen, that he's calling unto himself. He said he will raise up a nation, amen, that shall obey. And that's what God is doing. He's raising up a nation, amen, that will not bow and that will not compromise their belief in God. So we praise God, amen, for, amen, those of you, amen, in Canada. Amen. I look forward to coming back, amen, one day soon, God willing. Amen. And when I come, amen, amen, I want to look you up and I want you to know, amen, that we can worship the Lord together. Amen. Thank God, amen, for the UK. Amen. Never been to the UK, but I thank God for the UK. Thank God, amen, for our speaker that comes out of the UK. Amen. Prophet Melford Allen. Amen. Thank God for the United Kingdom. And once again, God is there. Amen. God is everywhere. The eyes of the Lord are in every place. Amen. He's beholding the good and the evil. Amen. He got book of remembrance open. He's recording everything that is taking place. Amen. And we want you to know that you're not alone. Amen. That God is right there. Amen. God is standing by. You can call on this God. Amen. He's a God. Amen. That will answer. Amen. He's a rich rewarder unto them that diligently seek him. Amen. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter of your culture. It doesn't matter of your nationality. God created us all. Amen. We thank Ty. Thank you, amen, for, amen, being a part of the Prayer News Network Global. We thank you for your prayers, your support, and for your continuously tuning in, listening to the broadcast each and every night. Amen. I want you to know we love you. We're praying for you. Amen. But God loves you best. Amen. Because it had not been for God, amen, none of us would be here. Amen. I wouldn't be here over in the United States. Amen. In Georgia. You wouldn't be here where you are. But it's because of God's grace and his mercy. And a little song comes to my mind, amen, to encourage you. Amen. Amen. Before, amen, I, amen, close my greetings out to Canada and the UK. A little song comes to my mind, says, he was there all the time. He was there all the time, waiting patiently in line. The Lord was there all the time. He was there all the time. He was there all the time, waiting patiently in line. The Lord was there. He was right there. The Lord was there. All the time. Amen. We want you to know that the Lord is right there all the time. Amen. Blessings unto you. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank God, amen, for, amen, this night, amen, to greet our international listeners. Amen. From other countries. Amen. From the other, amen, side of the world, the globe. Amen, the continent. We want you to know the Lord is right there. Amen. Whatever you're going through tonight, the Lord is right there. How many of you know that the Lord is right there? Amen, all the time. Amen. We praise God, amen, for that. Amen. And I have a special guest, amen, on the line tonight. Amen. Amen. I asked him to come on. Amen, to help us, amen, in this platform celebration greetings tonight, amen, and how that they, amen, have a burden for international ministry, amen, the Lord began to, amen, call them into international ministry, amen, they always had a burden for international ministry, they had the opportunity to go over, amen, to Mexico, New Mexico. Amen and amen. I can't tell their experience, what they've seen, what they experienced over there. But I know when they came back with a praise report of gratitude. Amen. And just being, amen, honored, amen, and counted a blessing to be a part, amen, of the international ministry. Amen. None other, amen, than my own sister, amen, Evangelist Carmen Hampton. Amen. And she, amen. She loves, amen, international ministry. God has called her to that work, amen, where God has blessed her. Even as a child, amen, she always had a burden, amen, and a love, amen, for international ministry. Amen, always reached out to people. She had friends from Cambodia, amen. She had friends, amen, from Puerto Rico, amen. She always attached, amen, herself to international, and they attached to her as well. Amen. And even this, up to this day, she still carries that same anointing and burden. amen, for international ministry, amen, which God has placed her in this day. Amen. I can't tell her like she can, but amen, the Lord has opened up doors for her to be able to go over to Mexico, New Mexico, a few times, amen, and do ministry over there. So at this time, I'm going to ask my very own, amen, sister, amen, amen, my natural, amen, blood sister, Evangelist Carmen Hampton, if she would push *6, amen, unmute your phone and come over to the broadcast, amen, and greet, amen, New Mexico and Mexico at this time. God bless you, Evangelist Carmen Hampton.
Greetings in the name of Jesus. We give glory and honor to the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. We praise God for this opportunity to speak a word on the behalf of the Lord and to the foreign countries. Praise God. I praise God because I do have a testimony. God has been good to me. I praise God for the opportunities that the Lord has presented me with, that I have been able to experience even in this life. I praise God because I have been to Mexico, and I went and made clarity that New Mexico is part of the United States. It is separate from Mexico. I've been to Costa Rica, Nicaragua, and Belize. And I praise God because it was God that opened up the door and allowed this to take place. When I first experienced Mexico, it was on an educational tour that I did when I was in school for nursing. And I praise God because with that, I saw that the Lord was opening up doors for greater experiences in the kingdom of God. While I was over in Mexico doing my studies and what have you, the Lord allowed me to stay with one of my teachers, and he blessed me that I was in a much more comfortable place than even my other students. But during that time, I was there for 2 weeks, and in my second week, the Spirit of the Lord began to speak through me expressly. And it began to say, when I get back to the States, I'm going to a Spanish church. Well, when it came out, it sounded so natural. But what I felt in my heart, I knew it was the Spirit of God prophesying to me and through me to my own self. But I tell you, God began to move. He began to move even about a year after I came back to the United States. And I didn't want to make that move. I didn't know how to go about it. But I felt the Lord nudging me to make the move to a Spanish church. Anyway, second year passed, and the Lord really began to get down and dirty with me and let me know, like, you better move and do what I say do, because I told you to go to a Spanish church. And I began to just kind of talk to the Lord. And Lord, how in the world am I going to do this? Okay, what do I need to do? I hear you, I understand you, but I don't know how to go about doing it. The Lord told me, first of all, that I needed to come out of the American church that I was in. Holy and sanctified, that's all I know. And I praise God because I began to take the burden that was on my heart, talk to the pastors, and I began to let them know that the Lord wants me to come out of this church because I have to go into international ministries and do the work of the Lord. So I did so, of course. You know, it wasn't pleasant. It wasn't easy. But nevertheless, at thy word, I began to obey the voice of God. And I'm like, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go from here. I see all these churches, and they're Spanish, but the ones that I've been seeing, they're Catholic, they're Protestant, they're Methodist, they're Baptist. And I said, Lord, I'm not accustomed to that. That's not what I'm looking for. And I didn't even know where any of the holiness churches was. Had never seen any that I remember seeing, especially here in Georgia. I know they had several of them in New Jersey, but now that I was in Georgia, they didn't have any that I had seen. But the Lord began to do something so profound that when God moves, you know it's Him moving. He told me to go to the Yellow Pages. I went to the Yellow Pages. He said, now look up Holiness Churches, Spanish Holiness Churches. I did so as the Lord directed me. And looked like a list at that time of only about maybe 15 to 20, not even 20 probably, about 15, 10 to 15 maybe. And so I'm like, okay, I see all these churches listed, Lord, and I don't know which one to choose. I mean, you know, I just had a straight-up conversation with the Lord, and He was having a straight-up conversation with me about what to do. And so let me tell you what He did. The first, not the first of the listing, but the first church that I laid my eyes upon and my finger on, it was probably midway of the list of the Yellow Pages. He began to tell me, call that church. I'm like, okay, I'm going to call. And you know how when God tells you something, it's so casual, so smooth, it's so soft until you don't know if you're doing the right thing or not. But one thing about when you obey God, glory to God, the affirmation is fulfilled. His manifestation comes forth. You'll know that you've done the right thing. I proceeded to call that church. And let me tell you, someone answered the phone. And I told them that I'm looking for a Spanish church. And I began to ask about the services and about the order of services when they have church. The sister that answered the phone, she gave me my answer to the questions that I asked, and she began to acknowledge and let me know, you know, this is a Spanish church. I said, that's just what I'm looking for. And she said, okay, but we're here. And I praised God because when I hung up that phone, I knew that God had begun to move. I knew that God had begun to answer prayer. I knew that God was up to something and He was at work. And I'm telling you, it's not easy to come out the box. And that's why so many of the saints are stuck in a rut, because they scared to come out the box. But I tell you the truth, on that day, I began to come out of that box and obey God and do what He began to say do. I'm going to tell you, it wasn't easy making that transition. It still took a while, because I'm trying to make sure, okay, Lord, is this You? Lord, is this You? So it took me a few months before I began to go to the service. But the Lord kept nudging me, and He kept letting me know, this is what I told you to do. So it was one Friday when I began to go to that church. And I tell you, I sat there in my car under the steering wheel, and I began to just toil within myself, toiling with the flesh. That's what was happening. I was toiling with the flesh, because the flesh wants to stay in the comfort zone. The flesh don't want to get out the box. The flesh don't want to do anything that's not comfortable. But one thing about when God tells you to move, you need to move. When God say go, you better go. When God say jump, you say how high. Because one thing about it, when you obey God, there is no failure. Hallelujah, in God. When you obey God, doors will swing open. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, the mountains will have to move. And so I began to toil within myself about going into church. So it took me about a good 20, 30 minutes. I'm sitting outside of the church before I went in. But I want to go back to the Yellow Pages right quick. So after I made the phone call, okay, the flesh began to become curious. And I began to be so curious. I'm like, wait a minute now. Somebody answer the phone on that one. I want to call the rest of these to see at least if they would have the order of service on the answer machine or if someone else would answer. But I'm going to tell you how God made it so plain and so clear. I began to make the calls from the top to the bottom. And I tell you the truth, the Lord did not allow not any other church to answer other than the voicemail of the ones that had the voicemail or no one answered at all. And then the ones that had the voicemail, at that time when I called, not one of them began to have on the voicemail the order of service. I tell you the truth, I knew then, Lord, I see you. I see you and I hear you loud and clear. He let me know this is where I ordered your steps to be. And I tell you, at that time when I went to the service, I began to go inside, sat all the way in the back. And I was nervous can be, butterflies going up and down my stomach, shaking like a leaf on a tree. But I knew that I was obeying God. And I sat in the back. And after no more than probably 10 or 15 minutes that I was there, there was a fellow on the left side of me. And he was curious. He began to turn to me and ask me in whatever form that he asked. I can't remember. It's been about 10 or 11 years by now. He began to ask me, what are you doing here? I tell you the truth. I turned around and I told him, God sent me here. He turned to his left and spoke to somebody on his left later to find out that it was his brother and told him, God sent her here. Let me tell you, that man on the other left got up from his seat, came over to me and began to talk to me. And he was talking to me and I was distracted from the service and I let him know, okay, sir, I would love to talk to you, but right now is not the time. So therefore I will speak to you happily after the service. So after the church service, hallelujah, Jesus, that fellow began to talk to me. I just want to show you God in action. When you obey God, he will open up doors, and he keeps his promises. Mind you now, I just told you that over in Mexico, the Spirit began to prophesy to me and through me. This was my first night here at this church. Cristo Misionera de Avivamiento, Christian Missionary Church of Revival, Pastors Nuria and Fran Mora. Those are my pastors even to this day. Lovely people in the Lord. And I began to talk to this fella. Hallelujah. And he began to invite me. I went in June. I started my first time ever there was in June of 2008. He began to invite me to go with him and some of the other saints to Costa Rica in September. And I readily and I gladly accepted. I'm like, yes, sure, I would love to go. But mind you now, when I got back out to my car, first of all, I want to acknowledge how the Spirit of God was in that place. And each time that I went, the Spirit of God was so strong in that place until he let me know that there was no doubt that that was the place where he wanted me to be, that I was in the right place, and that his Spirit abides there. When I would leave to go home, the Spirit of God would be so strong and so heavy upon me until it still felt like I was in the service up till halfway of my journey home. And the fellow began to invite me to go with to Costa Rica. And he didn't even know if I was going to come back or not. But that's just how God moves. It was a setup from the beginning. So I was still scared to come out the box completely and fully. So I didn't go every service night. They have church services on Tuesday, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays, even to this day. And even during the pandemic, we were still congregating in the parking lot on those faithful days. And I began to go just on Fridays, one day out of a week, because I was just trying to come out the box. So that next Friday, I went again. And the next Friday, until I had my courage up enough to go more nights through the week and on Sunday. And so I went out to my car after the service, and I began to cry. I began to cry because I knew that that was God moving. I'm like, look at God. Here it is, my first night in the service. Somebody asks me what I'm doing here. He tells the next person, and that person invites me to go with them to Costa Rica. I'm like, they don't even know me from a can of paint. But yet, God began to move. I want to take your time further, but I wanted to show you how God began to move on my behalf. And from that point on, I began to go to Costa Rica on mission trips. I began to go. We had another time when we went to Costa Rica. We journeyed over an eight-hour journey over to Nicaragua and began to minister there to the people of God. And I tell you the truth, that is a poor country. But one thing about it, they have people that love the Lord. They have churches that are holiness and don't mind giving praise to God. I tell you, when the word says worship him in spirit and in truth, I tell you, when I was there, I knew that God was there. The spirit of God was high and strong. But I tell you, the place was so poor and devastated. It looked like a war zone that was just left in crumbles and shambles. Even to that day that I was there, the roads filled with potholes. As we began the journey by vehicle on the roads and hitting the potholes so hard till I would hit my head on the side of the door, because I was on the edge by the door, until I would get a headache. I thought the driver was driving recklessly, but come to find out, he wasn't. He said, I can't help it. It's the roads. And I tell you, as I was there over in those foreign countries, every day that I was there, my heart began to weep, because we here that have it all, have everything that we could possibly have, and still find ourselves ungrateful. But over there with what they have and what little they have, little as much if God is in it. Tell you the truth, they would show their gratitude to God like they had $1 million. And that also just began to just break my heart and make me feel so glad that the Lord gave me opportunity to see that he is everywhere. He lives everywhere. And his spirit does abide in those that call upon him. I thank God, because also there was a second time I went to Costa Rica, and we also went to Belize. And I tell you, that's another place that God began to move. And we had a conference over there that I was able to be a part of. But what we did was, there was a church that they were working on building that had the concrete cinder blocks built up, but they couldn't finish it because they didn't have the finances. It didn't have a rooftop, doors, or windows, but it had the openings of the windows and the doors. And I tell you, they set up tents inside the church, and we had church like it was the last time we was going to have church. I tell you, God began to come in and move. And one of the preachers after church came up to me, and he let me know that he had a bilingual church, and he wanted me to come over there and preach the word of the Lord to his church and to his members. And the opportunity hadn't come yet, but I feel the Lord moving, and I praise God for what he's about to do. So I just want to encourage my brothers and sisters over in the Spanish country. Bienvenidos a los escuchadores a este ministro. I just want to tell the listeners, el Señor les bendiga, Cristo te ama, y no hay nadie como nuestro Dios. I want to say God bless you and welcome to this ministry. And I tell you that God loves you. He loves you, and there's no other God like our God. God bless you, people of God, and to the hosts of this PNN broadcast, God bless you as well for following God, doing the work of the Lord as he has directed and guided your hand. To all of the ministers of the gospel, God bless each and every one of you, and all the listeners, thank you for having me. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Can somebody give God some praise? Amen. Can you come on and bless the Lord tonight? Can you come on and bless the Lord tonight for the great things he has done? Amen. We praise God tonight for that beautiful testimony. Amen. Of personal experience. Amen. Over in the city of Mexico. Amen. Coming through my very own sister, Evangelist Carmen Hampton. Amen. God is working in our behalf. Amen. And one thing about it, one person cannot reach everybody. Amen. One person alone cannot do it all by themselves. Amen. So God equips us. Amen. He sends us to designated areas and places. Amen. That we can be his workmanship created in righteousness. Amen. For the winning of the souls. Amen. And we praise God, amen, for international ministries. Amen. We thank God, amen, for each and every, amen, amen, country. Amen, that come to this line. Amen. And we, amen, we just want you to know that you are loved tonight. Amen. We praise God, amen, for that beautiful testimony. Amen. Coming through her experience that she had personally and how God made provisions for her to be able to have that experience. Amen. And give her the desires of her heart. Amen. And to work in ministry, international ministry. So we thank God, amen, for you. Thank God for you being a part of, amen, this program tonight, for your willingness. Amen. We just pray, God, are you enjoying yourself, people, God? Are you enjoying hearing what your ears hear? Amen. The same way with you. Amen. God can use you anywhere, all the time. You have to make yourself available. And most of all, you got to live a life that God can use you anywhere and all the time. Amen. We praise God. We don't want to take up too much more of your time. Amen. But I do believe, amen, we may not get to every place, amen, tonight, but we are going to incorporate encouraging words to each and every one of you, to every country that's represented on the line tonight. Amen. But, amen, we do want to offer, amen, some words of encouragement to Brazil and Russia. Amen. To Brazil and Russia. Amen. If somebody cares, amen, to come on the line, amen, to greet Brazil and Russia at this time. Amen. You can push *6, unmute your phones. Glory be to God.
There you go.
Amen. The Lord is for
you. No, go ahead.
Amen. God bless
you. Yes, I pray
praise
the
Lord.
Lord. I thank you, praise God. Brothers and sisters from far, I just give on to Jesus Christ for you tonight. I thank and praise God that he loves you. He cares about you. He's concerned about you. And I thank and praise God that you haven't met me and I haven't met you, but we do have the love of Christ in us for you. And I thank and praise God. I just want to encourage you to hold on and hang in there, hallelujah, as you always have been doing. I just want to encourage you to hold on to God's unchanging hand. I just want to encourage you tonight to just know that God love you as well as he do us. There's a song that come to my mind that I always think on. It said there is no secret what God can do, what he done for others, he'll do for you. He said with arms wide open, he'll pardon you. There is no secret what God can do. Hallelujah, Jesus. And just like he do for us over here, he do for you all in the country, wherever you may be, my brothers and sisters that far. We just want to give God the praise for you, and we just want to encourage you to hold on, don't dig and carry. You just wait on it. Wait on it. It's coming. Whatever God promised you, whatever God told you he would do, hold on to it. Hold on to it. Don't let it go, because he will do it. Hallelujah, Jesus. I have waited sometimes years before God answered my prayer, but he surely did. Hallelujah. Because he's a God that he could not and will not lie. Just hold on, hang in there, hallelujah, and just know that we over here in America love you, and we are praying for you. And when I heard on our one-year anniversary, when I heard of all the different countries that was on the line, it taught me how to pray for you. Don't even know you, have never seen you, but I do pray for you. Don't know your name, but I do pray for you, and we all pray for you. Just hang in there and keep coming to the PNN, because God has a blessing just for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just hang on in there. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hallelujah, Jesus. And just keep holding on to Jesus Christ and don't let him go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God, amen, for those beautiful, encouraging words coming through Missionary Duffy Fan. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. Representing for Brazil. Amen. And all the other, amen, international countries tonight. Amen. We just wanted to take time out tonight. Amen. Just to let you know that you are loved, you are honored, and you are recognized. Amen. Nothing is going unnoticed. Amen. God, amen, is there with you. Wherever, amen, you may be at right now, know that God is working in your favor. And that's why he's, amen, sending this broadcast all the way to you, to reach you right where you are. Amen. With God, nothing is impossible. Amen. It may be impossible with man. Amen. It may be impossible for us to get there. But with God, all things are possible. And we want you to know tonight, amen, we bear witness that God is able, amen, to meet your needs. Amen. We bear witness tonight to let you know that God loves you with a special love. Amen. For God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Salvation is extended unto you this hour. Amen. This night, this day, salvation has come to your house. Amen. The Lord wants to save you. The Lord wants to work in your life. The Lord wants to use you. Amen. If you're saved already, the Lord wants to keep you and strengthen you. Amen. And cause you to do his will. Amen. This is what we want, amen, for you tonight. We want to see God, amen, move in your behalf. Amen. And do great things in your life. Amen. I know every country, amen, may not, amen, have the liberty to praise God as they desire. Amen. But we want you to know, amen, give God what you can. Amen. Do the best you can to praise God anyhow, knowing that God will work it out in your favor. Amen. There's never been a time, amen, where God didn't stand up for his people. Oh, yes, God's going to fight for his people, and God is going to bring us out victoriously. So tonight, amen, we dedicate this broadcast to you, amen, our dear international listeners. Amen. Those of you that are calling and tuning in from other countries, amen. God loves you. Amen, and so do, amen, we. Amen, so we bless God, amen, for, amen, this, amen, platform tonight. Amen, thank God for the visionary, amen, amen, that, amen, had a mind to want to take time out, amen, to reach out to you, especially tonight. Amen, thank God, amen, for all the other countries that we may not, amen, have specifically called your name out per se, but know that you are included, amen, in this greeting tonight. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I had the opportunity to go to the Bahamas once. Amen. I've been over to Bahamas, Nassau, Bahamas, and around. Amen. But I tell you, amen, God loves you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Amen. God really cares for you. Amen. So tonight we're going to close this broadcast out. Amen. Thank God for every participant tonight that came to encourage, amen, the people of God. Because we are God's people. Amen. God, he made us, and he knows all about us. Amen. We are the workmen of his hands. Amen. So we praise God, amen, for this night. Amen. We want to, amen, close out with prayer. Amen. Would you pray? Amen. We want to lift our international countries up tonight in prayer. Amen. We want to think about somebody else tonight in prayer, even as, amen, missionary Dorothy Sands has said. Amen. We want to remember that we got sisters and brothers in other countries that we don't want to, amen, not pray for. But we want to pray for you this night and every night as we, amen, have been doing. Amen. So will you pray with me tonight, amen, for our sisters and brothers in other countries as well? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. We thank you for this night. We thank you for this platform that you have ordained and created. Oh, God, that we may take time out to encourage our sisters and brothers in other countries. Oh, God, on the other side of the globe and the other continent. Father God, we say thank you for them. We glorify you, oh, God, for connecting us in the spirit. We thank you for making it possible for this Prayer News Network to reach them, even so that they can hear the hope of the gospel. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you. We exalt your holy name. You said if you be lifted up from the earth, you will draw all men unto you. Oh, Father God, we are lifting you up tonight. We're worshiping you in the spirit and in truth. Father God, we know that we lift you up. We know that you're going to draw all men. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we pray that you will complete the work that you have started in their lives. Oh, God, this night forward, God, complete the work that you have started in our sisters and brothers' lives. Oh, God, wherever they may be right now, wherever they may be sitting, wherever they may be standing, Father God, we want you to lead them with a blessing tonight. We want you, oh God, to encourage their heart. Oh God, lift their spirit tonight. Oh God, you've seen the afflictions of your people. You heard their cry. Oh God, you come down to deliver them. In the mighty name of Jesus, you know the struggles tonight, God. You know the hardship that they may be going through. Oh, God, you know what they have to endure. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray right now that you work it out in their favor. Oh, God, work it out that they may serve you freely. Work it out that they may be able to give your name the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, let the sound go out tonight. Oh, God, let the praise of God arise. Arise, God, let our enemies be scattered. Oh, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, fight for your people tonight. Oh, God, loose the enemy tonight. Make him, oh, God, take his hands off in God's people. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, loose that hard taskmaster, Pharaoh. Oh, God, rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, liberate tonight, God. Oh, God, let your anointing destroy every yoke. Fill with the Holy Ghost tonight, God. All the way over, God, in the other countries, God. Let your Holy Ghost abide. Let your spirit, oh, God, dwell. Let your presence rule tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Encamp your angels around about them that fear you. Oh, God, we know you able tonight. Oh, God, work miracles tonight. Oh, Lord, do the impossible. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, stretch forth your hands tonight. Oh, God, stretch forth your hands across the world. In the mighty name of Jesus, we may not be able to be there. We may not be able to get there. But, Lord, you're there all the time. You're right there when they call you. Oh, God, come to their rescue. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, there's nothing. Oh, God, that you're not aware of. There's nothing hidden from you that you don't know, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Be with them tonight, Lord. Encourage their hearts, Lord. Jesus. Oh, God, visit them tonight, Lord. Oh, God, we know you're able, Lord. Let them know they're never alone. Let them know that they don't have to fight this battle alone. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, be a very present help, even in the time of trouble. Oh, God, look on, oh, God. Look on this nation as a whole. Look on, O God. You said men's hearts fell in love for fear for the things that are to come upon the earth. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for mercy tonight. Oh, God, stretch forth your mercy across the land. In the mighty name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Oh, God, save your people. Spare your people, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you say you have 7,000. Oh, God, that haven't bowed to the knee of Baal. Oh, God, you got your number tonight. You got your number, God. You know, in the mighty name of Jesus, there's a crowd of witnesses. Oh, God, you said lay aside every weight and a sin that does so easily beset us. Oh, God, there's a cloud of witness tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Have your way in our lives. Continue to bless. Continue to send forth your word, even to the other countries, God. Even, God, where there may be a famine, where there may be a lack for your real word. Father God, we pray, oh, God, that you will let this word go into their hearts. Oh, God, we pray that you will let it produce good seed. In the mighty name of Jesus, let it produce, oh God, the righteousness of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, quench their thirst tonight. Quench their hunger for you, God. You say, he that hunger thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Oh God, fill them tonight, God. Fill them with your word. Fill them with your desires tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, you do as you please and do as you see fit. Oh God, bless every listener tonight. Bless our Blog Talk Radio listeners as well. Bless our Facebook listeners, God, even those that are listening by phone tonight. Oh, God, bless in the United States. Oh, God, we pray that you will save with miracles. Oh, God, stop the hand of death, God. Oh, God, stop that killing demon. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Rebuke that foul spirit, God. You are the life giver in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you are the life giver tonight. Oh, God, it's in your hands. Oh, God, our time is in your hands. Oh, God, that you have ordained for us. We pray for mercy tonight, God. Oh, God, on every soul that may not know you and the pardon of their sin, we pray, oh, God, that you will save them. Oh, God, baptize them and sanctify them. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, we'll give your name the praise. We thank you for this night. We thank you for what our ears have heard, for what our hearts have felt. Oh, God, teach us to be grateful. Teach us, oh, God, to be thankful to you and to bless your holy name. Father God, we depart from this line this night, but never from your presence. We pray that you will be with us. Keep us covered under the blood of Jesus. You said when you see the blood, you will pass over thee. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, have your way tonight. Do it for your name's sake. We give your name the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Tonight we just thank the Lord. Amen for, amen, this broadcast. Amen. Thank God for this platform. Amen, that the Lord has designed for his people tonight. Amen, we are his people and the sheep of his pastures. Amen, we belong to God tonight. Amen, everybody belongs unto the Lord. Amen, our life is in his hand. And God is going to get the glory, amen, out of each and every one of our lives. So we bless God, amen, for you. People of God, amen, if you have been blessed tonight, if you have been encouraged through this broadcast tonight, amen. We want you, amen, to, amen, text us for a copy, amen, of this broadcast. Amen. You can text us at, amen, area code 912-257-3918. Once again, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, we're going to please ask you to text us at 912-257-3918. Amen. To all of our, amen, amen, international listeners, amen, amen. Those of you from other countries, amen, this program was dedicated, amen, for you tonight. Amen, if you would love to have a copy of this broadcast that you may play it and listen to it over again, amen, we're going to ask you to text us by using WhatsApp. Amen, by using WhatsApp. Amen, and text us at 678-608-7234. Amen, I will repeat that once again to all of our international listeners. Amen. If you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, that was dedicated for you, amen, you can, amen, reach us by using WhatsApp, amen, and text us at 678-608-7234. Amen. We'll be sure to get you a copy, amen, of this broadcast, amen, as soon as possible. Amen. Lord, say the same. So we just bless God tonight. Amen. We give God all the praise. Give God all the glory for the great things, amen, that Amen. He's yet doing, amen, in the lives of his people everywhere. Amen. We're not our own. Amen. We belong to Jesus. Amen. He paid the price, amen, with his shed blood. Amen. So our life is hid in Christ. Amen. So we bless God tonight for this time. Amen. Thank God for each one of you that participated, amen, in our program tonight. So this, amen, is going to, amen, conclude our broadcast for this night. Amen. We ask you to come back, amen, on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. See what else the Lord has in store, amen, for us. We don't know the mind of God, but one thing about it, God already has a plan laid out for them that love him. Amen. So, amen, we bless the God tonight. We bless God for the line. Amen. We pray God, amen, for covering tonight. Amen. Over each and every one of you, to all of our listeners, to all of our visitors, first-time listeners. Amen. We pray God's blessings, amen, upon you tonight. Amen. God loves you. Amen. Even in the United States. Amen. God loves you. You are special. Amen to God. Amen. He cares enough about you to fix your situation. Amen. So we bless God. Amen. Until tomorrow night. Amen. This concludes our broadcast. Amen. May heaven smile upon you. Amen. Until tomorrow night. Amen. We love you with the love of Jesus. Father God, be with us. Father God, keep us covered under the blood. Keep us in the center of God. We will hold us in the hollow of our hand. Father God, as we depart, but never from your prayer, we pray that, oh God, you give a safe return at that point in time and hour or tomorrow. Father God, we love you. We rejoice in your holy word. We give you all the praise and all the glory. To God be the glory for the things that he has done from this time forth, even forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. At this time, people, God, we want to unmute the line that you can just give God some praise before we get off the phone tonight. Amen. So we're going to unmute the lines, amen, that we may give God a corporate praise together. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
All participants are unmuted.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank you. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Amen. God bless you, people. God, until tomorrow night at 9 p.m. We love you, but God loves you best. Be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you.
Oh, my.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.